Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Maybe on Walker. Pugh. Pugh! That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof at the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Hello and welcome to episode 151 of Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast. My name is Sam Davis, and on Saturday, exasperated yet ecstatic Cherries fans reacted at full time with Tiggs outside Dean Court as Scott Parker's men left it late to secure victory over Stoke, thanks to last gasp strikes from Dom Slanky and Jamal Lowe. It was a performance that was very similar to Blackpool, little buy or fight for large parts of the game. However, during the latter stages, it felt like the blue touch paper was lit and Boscombe, well, we threw everything against the 10-man Potters. Thankfully for us, the away side finally succumbed, much to the delight of the majority at the Vitality Stadium. So on this show, it's all about the raw reaction and Tiggs is the man on the mic as he chatted to fans just as they came out.
Here we are outside the Vitality, a 2-1
win.
A 2-1 win. Didn't feel like that's what was going to happen for a while there, did it, Reece?
No, we played absolutely awful. You know what? That goal, that just moved the momentum, the fans and everything. We played so awfully in the first half and more in the second half, but we managed to get our momentum with the substitutions and everything like that. I must say that was one of the best games I've ever been to. That's limbs. That's one of the biggest limbs I've been in my life, and I love rattling the away fans.
There's something special there when you're not on top and then be able to turn it down. That happened so late on. No. Completely.
That happened the same like with Blackpool as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. So, what did you enjoy about the game today? Apart from that the end there, how did you think the new signings did?
I want to see a bit more of Ethan Laird. He looks like a quite exciting right back, quite quick. Wants to get the ball badly. Dembele, did you see the first half of Dembele? The first couple minutes, what he did to those. He's a very exciting player. I really like Dembele. Cantwell,
yeah,
he did amazing. In my opinion, a man of the match has got to be Lewis Cook. Yeah. Lewis Cook was. Can you hear that? That's the Stoke fans.
Stoke had a player sent off, but before that they did get a goal. Yeah. Quite a well-taken goal, to be fair. Yeah. When they got the player sent off, do you think that was a fair thing to happen there at that point in the game?
I mean, I don't know, but for our case it was a horrible challenge.
Cherry! Yeah! Cherry! Yeah!
Sorry, man. It's momentum, isn't it? So I thought it was a good thing for us, but I personally thought it was a good decision with the challenge making, because that was a horrible challenge. So yeah, I'll see you later.
I'll see you later, buddy. Good to see you. Great to see you. People are in a great mood today. Hey Noah, how are you?
Good.
No, I've got to be honest with you. The way that game was going, I wasn't feeling amazing about it.
It was exactly how I planned the 2-1 win.
That was how you planned it?
Yeah. Then number two would score.
Yeah.
Then Dom Solanke, then Samuelo.
And did I hear you being mentioned at halftime?
And my baby brother, Teddy.
Yeah, because it was your very special birthday recently, correct?
Yes, it was last week on Thursday.
And is there anything better than a win for your birthday?
No. Apart from the green top that I used to not have.
A green sock?
No. The Bournemouth away kit, that's green.
Yeah, it's a good kit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good kit. What a fantastic result to score that late on. Were you jumping up and down with your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you were. Yes. I bet you were. Right, I'm going to have a little word with your dad now. Is that okay?
Okay.
Super.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I've never been so frustrated in my entire life. That was the most tepid 80 minutes and then, like, all-out attack in the last 10. I'm not sure I can take much more of it.
is that the control that Parker perhaps wants? I don't know.
I think it is. I think I get the feeling that he prefers us to play at the back and then slowly go through the gears, and we want to walk it into the goal. I just want someone to shoot from outside the box. Anyone. I don't really care if it's Travers. I just want someone to shoot. It's so frustrating to watch.
Apparently in the first half, when fans were getting a little bit upset, a bit frustrated, and they're starting to voice that, Parker actually turned around to the main stand and said, calm down, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, he does that every game. Every game he tries to get the crowd involved, or, you know, communicates to the crowd what he wants, but he can't control the crowd. He can control the players, but the crowd don't want to watch that. The crowd want to watch fast, free-flowing, attacking football. That's what we used to.
But two goals change the mood, don't they? How are you feeling now?
I'm still frustrated. I'm happy we got the 2 points, but I feel it's masked over yet another crap performance. And we've had too many of them. I mean, Blackpool's another example. You know, we really should have put them to bed early. But yeah, we won, but I don't feel like we should have done. I feel a bit for Stoke. I know time wasted a lot, but, you know, they didn't really deserve to lose that.
No.
Lucky with the red card. I didn't see the challenge very clearly, but...
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a chat with some people who did. I saw it. I'm not so sure. Yeah. I'm not sure it was a red, but...
No, see it on the replay later, but... At least, you know, we get 3 points. Well, Blackburn were 1 point away for us, so we're now 4 points away, 3 games in hand, I think, something like that. So yeah, it's good. It's a good position to be in, but I still feel like the football isn't quite what I want from Bournemouth. Can't be happy all the time.
Can't be happy all the time. Take 3 points anyway.
Take 2 points.
Take the 2 points. Okay, I'm a cherry. It's good to see you, boys.
Bye
bye. Hello there. Hello.
Hello. Wow. What a game, really.
What a game. What's your name? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Albert.
Albert. Lovely to have you on. What did you think? Were you as frustrated as I was for large parts of that?
Yeah, 70 minutes I was angry, really. And then just kind of... Scott made a few changes and then changed the whole game around, really. And came back 2-1. If we start doing more of that, things will look good, won't they? So hopefully, yeah. Stuff like that. We can...
So when we go into the next game then, Albert, you're right. Scott did make a few changes. Who should he be starting in the next game? Because is it the players that played, or is it the way that we are playing? What needs to change, do you think?
Well, there's some sloppy players, there's some good players, but sometimes our defence is good with some players, sometimes it's not good with others. We just need to find out what's best, really, and work with that. But, shameful 70 minutes.
Yeah. Did you have a man of the match today, someone who really impressed you more than the others?
Emilio Marcondes, he did quite well after he came on. Dom Solanke, not... better in the second half.
Good. Travis made a fantastic save at one point to keep us in it as well.
Yeah, very good save. Fingertips 1 minute, just got it in. If Trav can keep up that, then, and we can keep on playing as we do, then hopefully we have good things to look forward to.
Good things to look forward to. I like that very much. Thank you for coming on, Albert. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you so much.
We'll
keep it brief for Scott.
Scott. Hi. Hey, Scott. How are you?
Fine. What a turnaround and what a comeback.
Yeah, exactly. What a turnaround, what a comeback. I noticed that before the game, you were looking at your phone, you were looking at the team. How did you think it looked before the game?
the first half was awful, but the second half, they turned around.
What do you think made the turnaround happen today?
Well, well, it was a great comeback, though.
Never in doubt.
It definitely was a great comeback. I think it just shows you, if you just keep going.
Just keep going and keep scoring.
Yeah, definitely. We'd certainly like more goals like that, wouldn't we? Yeah. Maybe a little bit earlier in the game would be nice, though, next time.
We want to score more goals.
Yeah, we definitely do. We definitely do. Brilliant. Did you have a man of the match today, Scott?
I think it's a number 37 one. I think.
Okay, brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks for coming on, Scott. Lovely to see you. Good to see you, buddy.
Aaron.
Go for that. Hello, you okay?
Oh, I'm all right now, yeah.
Yeah. Now, that was reminiscent of the Blackpool fixture, wasn't it? Very much.
It was, yeah. The first half was dire, absolutely dire. No positive to say about it. We just couldn't. You know, we just weren't doing anything, and it was just really, really poor. Second half, you know, it's easy, obviously, against 10 men, we're going to have a lot more of the ball, and what we did better was get the ball wide and stretch them a bit, but it still wasn't great. I mean, I couldn't see a goal coming. They were obviously time-wasting, but it shows a lot of spirit in the camp, as you say. You know, against Blackpool, same thing happened, 83rd, and then a last-minute winner, and same again. So the spirit's there, still lot to work on.
It'd be really nice if we scored a little bit earlier in the games, wouldn't it? The sending off. Now, I haven't really spoken at any length with anybody about this yet, but from where I was sat, I wasn't really sure whether that was a red. I think I'd be a little bit, disappointed if it went the other way towards us.
Yeah, we're in the north stand, so it looked a bad one from where we were. But everyone who's watching it on the TV said to me it was never a red card. So right. So sounds like it wasn't. No.
Yeah. Okay. And their goal though, you know, quite well worked, really.
Yeah, I didn't think we looked great at the back today. I thought Meps and Kelly weren't great today. Smith did okay, but obviously he's coming back and was always never going to be 100%. Jay-Z as well is worrying me a bit. He's not the player he was at the beginning of the season. You know, he's got great attributes, obviously, and he did lots of good things in that game. But sometimes, you know, defensively and also getting the ball in the box. I was saying Leif Davis should have maybe come on and done well. But yeah, we weren't great today, and they could have scored two or three, and even one at the end, actually. That would have been an absolute killer.
Yeah, a very odd little bit of play at the end there. We just couldn't quite clear the ball at all out of the box. No. So what are our positives then? So obviously we've got the 3 points, but in terms of player performances, is there anyone that stuck out as you know, looking really promising or looking a bit better?
I thought Lewis Cook was good again, actually, I have to say. I thought he was really good. Dembele in the first half did some good stuff. Again, I mean, Campbell, you know, there were a couple of times here and there, everyone, you know, there were some bright spots, but I wouldn't say anyone really stuck out. I think Dom wasn't great again, you know, isolated, and obviously great, he got his goal, which I think he really needed, but he was a bit isolated. But no one really massively sticks out for me having a great game, but we got the job done. I think at this stage of the season it's important. Bit of rustiness, I think, as well, after 2 weeks out. So yeah, that's we just got to take the positives. The result was the positive, I guess.
Is indeed. Thank you so much for coming on, boys. Good to see you all.
See you later.
Thank you. Hello. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Well, I enjoyed the result, but the performance leaves me feeling quite worried, anxious about the crowded run into the end of the season we're going to have, because on that performance, I'm not confident.
How would you have felt if that fixture happened in reverse? So if we got the two early goals?
I'll tell you two things I noticed which kind of really sort of worry me. One was a little cameo in the first half, which you can only see when you're watching the game live. There was a moment where I think Smith had passed the ball to Lowe on the touchline, and he shouted, now for the return.
Right.
Lowe held onto it, gave away a throw-in, quick throw-in, Smith out of position, and they had a strong attacking position. And that was just a few minutes before they scored. And that suggested to me a team, as so often with Bournemouth at the moment, with a lot of talent, but not gelling together, working together, confident together as a team. And the other thing which really disappointed me and, you know, made me worried was when we went 2-1 up, we then looked like we, you know, had an attacking move, won a corner, could have been a goal easily, and then the word went out from Parker Smith to retreat, and all the players were moved back from the penalty area and just hold the ball in the corner flag. Once we lost possession, they went up and they should have scored.
Yeah.
I mean, we were very lucky. So that's why, you know, I'm thrilled by the result, but I am not given any confidence. I think this team somehow still needs to show confidence, to show a bit more boldness in their own half and a bit more confidence and clarity in the attacking half, because they lack in both areas. Yeah. In defence, we're looking sort of just being cautious in our own half. In the attacking half, we look a bit uncertain and a bit anxious. Yeah. To me, we were lucky today. It was a great result, but we were lucky.
I think Stoke fans might be feeling a little bit hard done by then going home.
I agree. Yeah, I think that's right. And I say they could have pulled the equaliser back in the last. Although I don't know how we managed to stop that and it not be a penalty. I mean, I'm sure it was a good, really good tackle. I couldn't see it, but it was. We were lucky. And of course, again, Travers kept us in it a couple of times. So.
So now we've got, I mean, we've had two fixtures that have had to have been delayed.
Yeah.
We've got a really packed schedule for March and April. We've got a little international break in March. Do you think that the fixtures coming thick and fast like that, do you think that's going to be something that benefits us?
It might be, because as I say, I think what we lack most of all is some kind of sense of team cohesion. And that's such a valuable thing, isn't it? You know, from playing any sport yourself. And that's what we seem to lack. So maybe a crowded fixture list and a lot of matches, that might just happen. I'm hoping, praying indeed. So
let's hope so. Thanks for coming on, people. Good to see you. Thanks so much.
I think Adam as well. We got Adam, Nika, we got all
coming
on.
Oh wow, look at this. This is great.
This is what Scotty should have done.
This is what Parker should
have done. Changes. Yeah.
Bring on the big boys straight away.
Easy wallet tags.
Might work.
Oh mate, carbon copy of Blackpool, isn't it?
Almost like identical. Almost.
I'd like to make a shout for Mike Condes. That's two games he's come on when we're behind, and he's moved the ball quite quickly, and we've ended up coming back and winning. But got away with it. Got out of jail again. Me and Kurt were just talking then. I don't understand why Dom Solanke's on his own for the whole game.
No.
Jamal Lowe knows he can score goals up top. Put him alongside him a bit. Got away with it again. Seen the results. Don't know if you've seen them, but Borough lost to Barnsley. Sheffield United lost to Millwall. We're getting away with it again. But it was poor, but you can't doubt the character. They kept grinding in. I mean, Al Travers still makes a worldie save at the end, says it all. But we got over the line, and I would have taken that before the game. They're a decent outfit, but yeah, it was wasn't the best again, was it? It was frustrating until 5 minutes to go again, but we got it done.
You mentioned Lowe there. Lowe got the goal.
Yeah.
I felt the same as you. I just didn't know whether... I don't know if he's a winger. There was a point where Billing was... essentially pushed up next to Dom, and I thought, well, that would have been great for Lowe up there. So there's interesting choices of where players were. What do you think of Cantwell today, Kurt?
Yeah, I thought he was okay. I thought his energy was quite busy in the first 10-15 minutes, but then we took the tempo off, didn't we? And then we conceded, and then he got lost a bit. I thought he was a bit too deep at times in the first half. But once they went down to 10 men and we could take advantage of that, and in the second half we were knocking on the door, he had a header saved. I thought he was better, but we're always going to be on the front foot, and we should have been in that second half. But we got a let off today. In a day of comebacks...
Oh. What is this?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a comeback I don't want to say, I've got to be honest.
The back.
Sorry, that out of the way.
I've got a few on my edge when we scored.
It's, for me, a let-off, I do agree with Tom. I think Parker didn't do a lot tactically. A few substitutions that made a bit of a difference, but I wanted to up top at half-time.
Yeah.
You know, Dom's isolated. They're down to 10 men, sacrificed a central midfielder, didn't happen. So we basically got away with one. And if we hadn't, there could have been a different atmosphere in there. So, but late show again.
Again. And that's what I will say about Jamal Lowe is come the end of the season, if we do attain our goals, we'll go score some crucial goals. He's done it against Blackpool as well. So you've got to give him credit for that. But yeah, I don't really get it. They got a 39-year-old Phil Jagielka at the back. I can't remember him ever having a sprint. He didn't have to. We didn't give him anything to do. He made it so easy for him. But as I say, it's just one of them again. We're just a few in a row. We're just getting away with it. And you're thinking the games are going down. Like I say, teams are slipping up. I've said this all season. I think we might have enough just because the team's chasing us and the fact we've got a bit of quality and we're just kind of getting away with it. I feel like we might just get away with it all season, to be fair, because we weren't very good. We've just got 3 points.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we've got 3 points. I still can't work it out, but we have. And you just got to take it, mate. You got to take it. But yeah, what I will say is, you know, to try and spin it on a positive, the character was there. We kept going. You saw Billing charging down. I thought, at least they're grafting out there. But and hopefully get a few more bodies back as well. We should be all right. Because we didn't have much to change it. But I agree with me and Kurt was saying then. I don't get leaving Dom isolated against three centre-halves. Don't really get that. But we got away with it, mate.
Nice to see Ethan Laird get some minutes and Adam Smith get some minutes. Yeah. So right back position. Very interesting.
I think we've seen better days from Adam Smith. Been out a long time, though.
You
know he's going to give us a lot to offer in the busy period that's coming. Ethan Laird, again, came into the game where it was always sort of like a bit delicate, you know, and we need to see him in 11-11 and when teams are sort of going at each other. But, you know, I'm looking forward to Ethan Laird. He looks like a player that's quick. We saw him up against Leif Davis a few months ago. So, yeah, I felt for Jack Stacey, actually, because I felt like he didn't deserve to not have that position. But it's fine. We've got three good right full-backs. As long as we don't end up pushing Smith to left-back in the busy period, which is my concern, which JC seems like he'll keep that position anyway. But that's my concern, is we might just try and get Smith in the team if we want to bring the likes of Laird in. So let's see what happens with that one.
I think we could do a nap bad, by the way. No disrespect to Meps, because I don't think Meps was awful, but I didn't like us first half. I think I want to see the goal back, but I think Kelly misjudged something. I didn't think he looked right. I don't think them two as a pairing look right. I don't know what it is, but because I think they're both decent individuals, but I don't like it. And hopefully, apparently Nat Phillips just done well. So that sounds like he should be back quickly, but I think he'll come straight back in. Probably a bit harsh on Meps because Kelly's the skipper. He's probably slightly better than Kelly, but I don't like it as a pairing. Like I say, it's only the first time I can really think, but I didn't like it today, them two. Fortunately, we got Marky Travers. I'll tell you what, Woodman was a good signing though, wasn't he? I'm glad we got him.
I just had a final point as well though. I thought, as I said, the party atmosphere, hadn't seen football back at Dean Court for like 2 weeks. It was all quite bubbly. The fans were singing for a good 10 minutes, and then I don't know about you guys or Tom, but in about the 15th minute it looks like a light switch, like it suddenly went a bit quiet. Then there was frustration because Mark Travers was trying to do a short goal kick. Then we conceded and it all went a little bit frustrating.
It quite quickly, when we're not on top, we kind of go, oh, the sideways, because you go Travers to Kelly to Zamora back to Kelly back, and you start getting a bit frustrated, and then they score the goal and it's just we need that. To be fair, the equaliser, then it all pumps up again, doesn't it? But I think I do wonder sometimes, especially that first 10 minutes, go a bit more direct, get the crowd behind you a little bit, and let's get up the pitch a little bit more. And then if you're ahead, you slow it down. We understand that, but it was one of them. But got over the line, mate.
Got over the line, and very quickly
in the bag,
from one Adam, we talked Adam Smith, to another Adam.
Call Adam.
What did you think? Now give me something really positive, something really exciting.
Just like your dad.
The first bit wasn't good. The last 10 minutes was pretty much lucky when we scored the two.
Yeah.
And it was a good game because we won 2-1. I nearly got my bet right. I got all of the things but 3-1.
Oh, well, we've got Preston coming up next. How are we going to do against Preston?
Very good.
Very good. Better than 2-1?
Yeah.
That's you brilliant. Wait for his dad to come on. He's a little bit
can
more positive.
Can you make sure Sam gets 2-1 in the matchday vlog? I'm sure that's what I predicted.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Right, first half.
Go with the first half first.
No tactics. No, we just done generic 4-3-3 and just saw what happened. We should have put Lowe as a second striker because there's a reason he scored 14 goals last season. And then we should probably have put Siriki at a 10, maybe see what happens. But, you know, the first half is a time of experimentation, but we didn't. We just done the same thing and we paid the consequences for it. It was just generic, bland, and I mean, we lost 1-0 from that first half. Second half, we just came out all guns blazing and fully changed the system, and it worked. We got two scrappy goals out of it, which we'll take. Another 3 points. And it's a very weird situation being with second, but I don't know if we do go up how we are going to function as a Premier League team.
I think we'll have to worry about that when we get there. Interesting that you talk about systems there and how things are looking. What do you think Parker does now going into the Preston game? Do all those players keep their position on the pitch, or what do you think?
I think we mix it up. I feel like maybe a 3-back or a 5-back. I think Laird looked good going up and, you know, running with pace, and we can probably play off that. And maybe I feel like we need to play Marcondes, as he showed part. Maybe play two up front with Lowe. Yeah, I feel like a 5-3-2 would probably do what we want for us to do in a game. And I feel like that would probably be our ideal way of playing.
Interesting. Like the wing backs right up there.
Yeah, the wing backs just overlap. Not really overlapping because there's no wingers, but just being wingers when we're attacking. Yeah, fully. I think that would do. That's great. Yeah.
So we covered lots of tactics there. We covered the bad. We covered a little bit of the good. But how did it feel though when that second goal went in?
I mean, I was confused. I didn't know how we had got to this situation. Yeah. It was just because. You could feel it building up, right, from the start of the second half. You know, you could just feel it. Just it was coming. But when it came, it was like, has this actually happened? Have we actually been able to scrap 3 points out of this? When the ref was a bit biased. We're not going to talk about that. But it just didn't feel like we sort of deserved it or earned it. It was a very weird situation we were in.
Indeed. Well, okay, we've got Preston next. We've also got a lot of games coming up, actually, sort of thick and fast between. Are we gonna make it?
It's gonna be a very. I don't know what to say. It's gonna be a very difficult month or so. But yeah, I think we can pull something out of it.
We can pull something out of it. Thank you so much, Jack. Thanks for coming on, buddy. Good to see you. Oh, hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Right.
His hand's getting a little bit cold.
He's got something to say to Sam. Run about 2-1 at the beginning. There we go. That's all I got to say.
2-1 at the beginning.
And all I've got really to say is 3 points. Feel like we robbed them slightly. Parker tactics, very questionable. Other than that, happy days. On we go.
On we go.
I haven't really got much more to say because I'm trying to keep on the upbeat side of it that we got 3 points.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, I like that.
At the end of the day, half time I was like,
Yeah.
60 minutes I was, 75 minutes I was, getting a theme here. But then it's like, yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's not much more to talk about because probably everyone's done it.
But Shithouse obviously doesn't pay because it was quite nice to see how they went from being in reverse to fast-forward mode. That was quite nice to see, you know, especially the keeper.
Yeah, it's all good
in the end. We've got the 3 points.
Yeah, so we're all right. But, you know, rest of it, meh. Moving on. You all right, though?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. Good to see you.
Yeah, and you?
Yeah.
You all right?
Catch you later on.
Take care.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you as well, but all I got to say is you've got a treat coming up because you've got positive Hensman.
Love it.
Oh,
we got George.
Hey, George, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Oh, well.
Who knows where to start?
Because
we were up there in the first half, and then they got their goal, and you're like, oh gosh, damn, what are you gonna do? And we were like confused because we weren't taking the opportunities in the last couple home games, and especially the last couple of games we haven't been able to find the net, and the only times we've been able to find the net is late on, and you kind of don't know what's going on in the changing rooms, and something happened at half time. Scotty said something in there and you are like, oh, because they were played better the first 5 minutes, and then they kind of relaxed for 10 minutes, and then they were like, oh yeah, let's kick into it. And first goal came and we were celebrating everything, and it was like, oh yeah. And then the second one came and we were like buzzing and we cried, 3 points 3 points. And the good thing is I put my dad put a bet on for me for 2-1, so absolutely great to have that money.
So where did you watch the game from today?
So we came about 3 hours before kickoff, and then we went hospitality.
Oh, lovely.
And it was all good, and we sat on the comfy seats, which is kind of nice.
Oh, I love it.
And then we were sat behind the boxes and everything. But the cool thing was that we were sat next to like all of the commentators, so we got to see their screens and their reviews on it.
Oh, wow.
And I was going to say about the red card, because the red card was debatable. Looking back at it, you didn't really see much contact.
Right.
But the ref kind of knew what he was doing because he went straight for his back pocket. So you kind of think, was it even a yellow or was it a yellow and no red? So.
Right, gotcha. So you were in quite an interesting position there watching the game. Very good view. So you must have had, what, Chris Temple one side and...
Yeah.
What, was Ramsdale? Did I hear Ramsdale was up there?
Yeah, Ramsdale was up there.
And, oh, wow.
Ramsdale's close to me, and he gave me a call in hospital and everything, which is good. And he was up there today, and we met him in the box, and it was all
brilliant.
Amazing. And we got some photos with him, and then it's just, you can't really, the club spirit and everything to get him down here to see me and to watch the game, it's a big thing. And you know, it's just how it goes. And the club spirit's amazing at the moment, and the club spirit. Hopefully we can get back up the Prem and this club spirit lifts more, and we can get, hopefully we can hang on to our signings like Todd Cantwell and everyone. Because
if we make it, we will, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Because definitely see that those youngsters that we've signed in the in July, January even, have had a big impact on today's game.
Yeah. No, definitely, definitely. And what a big game for you as well. I know, what a very special memory.
It was a great memory, and to have that and to basically have this stadium on my doorstep is amazing. And this great atmosphere as soon as those two goals went in. But before those two goals, you were debating whether it'll be a good atmosphere at the end. But thankfully, it's smiley faces all around for the Bournemouth fans, except from the Stoke fans that are on the coaches now, I think, that are upset. But yeah, it's a great game.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming
on,
George.
That's all right. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Good to see you. Hello, gents.
Evening.
Okay, well, where shall I start?
Should we start at the beginning when I turned up and realised there was clackers everywhere? That was when it started to get bad.
Okay. I love these clackers.
I'll let you talk now.
Okay. First off, that was great, wasn't it?
Do you know, the gentleman sitting to my right during the game, Mr. Sam Davis, he said to me, where's this press that we used to do? And as soon as I saw you stood there, I thought I'd ask you. We used to press a lot more
than that, didn't we? We did. We used to press, but now we've decided we'll sit deep now and just let them come on to us and all that. There was no pressing at all in that first half. How many people gave away the ball?
A lot, yeah.
Well, yes. So, what, four or five contenders for that? Yeah. Just all over the place, ponderous, crab ball. And for most of the second half, let's be honest, it was that as well. But we seem to just changed gear a little bit, and thank God for Dommy, because he rescued us today. And although, Travis's save at the end was, I gather it was offside, I didn't see it, but nonetheless, he had to pull that out of the bag for us. But we got away with that today. And we got away with it at Blackpool, and we got away with it at Birmingham.
That's not a bad habit.
No, but some would say that's championship winning form. Wouldn't you say, Steve?
Might not be pretty, but it's not a bad habit to get into.
No, that's true.
And now, it certainly wasn't pretty today.
No, the goal that we scored, from the looks of where I was sat, it looked as though that the Stoke defender, the first goal that we scored, headed it back across his box.
Yeah, he did.
I'm feeling quite bad for them today. I mean, they don't really deserve to have come away.
Well, I came out of there and I was slightly embarrassed that we won that, because I think they did enough to come away with 3 points, to be honest. It was only the numerical advantage that was going against them.
Yeah.
Because I think if they said 11 against 11, I think we would have lost that today. I'm not too sure about the sending off. I was speaking to Tom. Tom said he's seen it back and he said it wasn't that as bad as anyone says. But it happened. But we didn't take advantage of that, I didn't think. I think they were still comfortable. It looked to me like they were, I don't know what anyone thinks, I was just saying this to Keith. It looked almost like, instead of playing like two banks of four and a one up front, they were almost playing like a five at the back with three shielding them and one up front. And it kind of nullified our width a little bit, and we just couldn't do anything. We just didn't know where to go. And like Key said, it was crab ball. We were just going backwards and forwards across the back, and it wasn't until that last 10 minutes where Parker just decided to throw the kitchen sink at it, because he had no other option. Take off Smithy, take off Lewis, and put more attacking players up there, and it was almost a case of just outnumber them up front and just bundle the ball in. We'll take it, definitely, and move on to Preston.
Yeah.
And Preston are a bogey team, aren't they?
One of them.
Yeah. Not one of the many. But it's interesting.
I'm going for a 2-1 late win.
Yeah, probably. But it's interesting about how they put five at the back, because when was the last time we saw a threaded through pass for anyone to latch on?
Yeah.
We play always wide. The patterns of play are predictable. So yeah, the results are better, but is the performance better? I'm not so sure. So we are quite predictable, and we're fortunate that this season,
Everyone else is just not taking advantage of it.
Just poor, apart from Fulham, of course. But did Dom get his 20 today?
It is his 20th league goal.
Brilliant. Brilliant for him. So I'm really
never going to do it.
No. So worst player we've ever had.
So we've got Don got his 20th, and we're second in the league still. We've still got what, two games in hand.
Yeah.
So yeah, not a great performance, but again, still looking rosy though, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the position's still the same as it was. I mean, did Blackburn won today. Yeah. So that cushion's still there. I don't know what to say. I don't know how we're in this position with these performances. It's madness. But of course, we're gonna take it. We're gonna roll on to the next game. And I'm just waiting for at some point during the season for us, because Swansea was pretty much our last convincing victory.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And I keep thinking there's going to be one soon, and it's not, and we're just bumbling over the line. Something's got to change, and hopefully these players, the new players we've brought in, because we can't say that we haven't got the squad, they need to start clicking and putting some teams to bed.
Yeah.
Properly. You know, giving us something to really... Yeah, I don't want to come out here and go, we've won a game and I'm a bit about it.
Mm.
I want to come out here and say, what a really good performance that was.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got the tools to do it. We just need Parker and whoever else it is to bring it all together.
Yeah, and just certainly unleash them a little bit. And that seemed to happen in the last 10 minutes. They seemed to have felt themselves, maybe, as they said, with the substitutions, going more attacking. But it seems that we seem to have, like, we've got nothing to lose. Right. So we'll go out and we'll try and get this back. And it paid off again today. But can't keep doing that, though, can we?
Can't keep doing that.
But we are.
We can. Well, yeah.
We can, but...
So we've got Preston next then, and what we're hoping for then is the last 10 minutes of this game to start the 10 minutes of the next game, please. Mr. Parker, sir, if you wouldn't mind. But that's enough from me and everyone else here. Up the cherries.
So, Bournemouth, the performance is not great, but look, we're getting the points. And there are little signs, that things might be slowly improving. Let's hope that stays the case, as we have a double header for next week's episode, as we cover Preston away and also the visit of Peterborough as well. Fingers crossed we can get more points in the bag. Remember, if you want to help out in terms of donating to the pod, just go to afcbpodcast.com/coffee. And all our shows can be watched on YouTube as well. Just search Back of the Net Bournemouth over on the YouTube channel. Until the next episode, you've been listening to Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast.
Richie. Beyond Walker. Pugh. Pugh! That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof at the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Podcast Network.